This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to UC San Diego. On behalf of Chancellor Khosla and the executive leadership at the University of California San Diego, we are so pleased to have you here and to have the opportunity for us to share collectively in this very important area of carbon neutrality and climate management. The summit focuses on a critical problem, not just for the UC system, not just for our local communities, but for the state, for the nation, and for the globe. And we are pleased to be part of the process of shaping an action plan for this effort. I'd like to begin before telling a little bit about the Applied Research Work Group that was sort of the impetus for this by welcoming our leaders and our representatives from local, state, and federal government whose policies and legislative acts and funding is critical to solving the pressing problems that we will be discussing over the next 2 days. In fact, we will hear from Mayor Faulkner shortly and Governor Brown and others tomorrow. So we're very pleased to bring these individuals together. I'd also like to welcome our business leaders, local, national, and international, who will be participating over the course of these 2 days, and our committed community partners and our sponsors for this event. They've joined together to help us focus on what we know and what we can and must do to improve the climate and our environment, and how to use this information to improve the economy as well. I'd also like to welcome the leadership from the University of California. We have many individuals here. Of course, President Napolitano will be with us tomorrow, but we have leaders from the 10 campuses, the directors of the national laboratories, leadership from our natural reserve system, administrative leadership in the Office of the President in research, in education, and investment. All here in San Diego. It's their forethought and their effort to launch this carbon initiative that has already paved the way for action. I'd like to especially thank my co-chair for the Applied Research Work Group, Dave Austin, and the members of the Applied Research Work Group who are here for all of the work that has gone into this and the forward-thinking efforts that they've already engaged in. And finally, I would like to thank our faculty and our scientists and our students who are here. Yours is the effort and the outcomes that we will be focusing on in the next 2 days. The Applied Research Work Group was formed under the aegis of the Office of the President, Janet Napolitano. Her Global Climate Leadership Council, which was formed in June of 2014, so just a bit over a year ago. The Applied Research Work Group is one of 10 pillars in this broad effort, which the UC Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Rachel Nava, will introduce in a bit. Comprises representatives from the Applied Research Work Group, has representatives from each of the campuses and the national labs. The focus is on our target of carbon neutrality by 2025, 10 years away. That's a remarkable challenge. A number of the members of the Applied Research Work Group, I'm sure you'll meet them over the course of the summit, but I know we have a number of the members here in the audience, and if I could just ask you to stand for a moment so that everyone can see who has been doing this tremendous work. Please, ladies and gentlemen, stand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So the work group has designed and sponsored a series of activities in this last 15 months that have led up to the event today. The first was hosted by Dave Austin. It was a workshop at UC Santa Barbara again, including participants from all of the campuses. And the interesting thing about this was it was our first effort to bring together researchers and operations people to be able to develop a nexus for not just what we can do, but what we need to do to take the steps toward carbon neutrality. It was a remarkably productive activity, and in it we identified four major challenges or areas to focus on encompassing deep energy efficiency, renewable alternatives to natural gas, renewable power, energy storage and integrated systems, some of which you'll see today, and policy and behavioral dimensions. A second major project that the Applied Research Work Group has engaged in has been the Energy Water Nexus Research. This was sponsored by the Department of Energy and was held at UC Irvine this spring. The workshop brought together both water and energy utility leaders with academics, nonprofits working in this area of the nexus of California and the Southwest's water and energy management issues that are so critical right now. It's rare that both sectors come together, and talking and thinking holistically really is the venue for us to solve these problems. From the workshop, findings have been developed and issued to key energy and water stakeholders and to the media as well. A third major project that the Applied Research Work Group has embarked upon was the Deep Energy Efficiency Project. Four campuses across the UC system came together to work on this initiative. The research demonstration project identifies strategies to fully scale deep energy efficiency for one major end use, lighting, at all of those four campuses, including two medical centers, and to make recommendations for implementation in a wide variety of contexts. The project emphasizes a comprehensive approach to lighting using remarkably new technologies and capturing the potential of LED technologies. A third project that I wanted to mention this morning, just to showcase some of the things that are already ongoing and supported by the Applied Research Work Group, is the Deep Energy Efficiency Project. It's the Solar Greenhouse Project. In collaboration with UC Santa Cruz, UC Riverside aims to create a demonstration project to understand the value of integrated solar PV greenhouses for reaching net energy zero greenhouses within the UC, while increasing thermal comfort in the greenhouse laboratories and for the UC researchers. The goals are to enable more flexibility in siting these greenhouses in remote areas to mitigate carbon emissions from greenhouse operations. It's a remarkable project, and we're very pleased that this has started. And last but not least, there is the sponsorship for the Carbon and Climate Neutrality Summit. It started in earnest this summer, and I want to mention that it involved at least 50 authors and the engagement of the university's partners in industry and entrepreneurism, as well as federal, state, and local government sectors. It involved faculty, staff, students, and we are indeed fortunate to have Executive Vice President Rachel Navas' executive sponsorship, President Napolitano's overall leadership in engaging the state leaders, and Professor Ramanathan, the UC faculty leader, who is assisting in herding the cats in developing the top 10 solutions that we collectively can focus on to bring us to carbon neutrality and begin to change the climate curve. The Applied Research Work Group also focuses on additional funding opportunities. It's a terrific forum to talk about ways that we can work together as an educational system and as communities across the state for the state in producing important changes. An example is the recent consortium for U.S.-China Clean Energy Research Center in the Energy Water Tract came about in no small part through discussions that were enabled in this process. And we've already started to brainstorm and to strategize about other topics that would facilitate seed efforts across various sites individually and collectively to make a difference in this area. The Applied Research Workgroup doesn't work in isolation. It's only one of 10 pillars in the climate initiative. And there are other initiatives that are very important and integrally related. I mentioned energy and water just a moment ago. But we have partnered with other foci of the president, including food, the Mexico Initiative, the Academic Pipeline, tech commercialization. So there are a variety of different areas that are, we know, are critical to the UC system and to the state, and appreciate, as I hope this summit represents, that bringing people together to talk about these issues can result in better and faster solutions and more effective action. I would like to, just before closing, make a brief announcement about a special award that will be coming in this upcoming year from the Office of the Chief Investment Officer of the Regents. That office will be supporting a UC-wide climate solutions and carbon neutrality through its commitment to a new Entrepreneurs Award competition in the coming year. So we will be calling on each of the campuses to be making recommendations for consideration for this award. And to quote the Chief Operating Officer, Jagdeep Bakhir, proactively investing in climate solutions is one of the most impactful options available to the Office of the Chief Investment Officer to support the University of California in its leadership in climate issues. We are inspired by the ingenuity and dedication of our faculty and our students to solve global challenges and the global challenge of climate change. OCIO is honored to be able to support the efforts of our best and our brightest. So we're very pleased. We know that that office has already committed $1 billion to climate solutions through the UC Ventures programs, and they're promoting entrepreneurship and innovation across the UC. And finally, I would like to just take a moment and thank the corporate sponsors for this event. There is, of course, the UC Carbon Neutrality Initiative effort support from the Office of the President. I want to call out, in particular, Clean Tech San Diego, very invested in this area and actually a national and international leader in green technologies. SDG&E, which is a Sempra Energy utility, they've been very forward-thinking in their approach in this arena, and not afraid to face the challenges that an energy utility has in this time of making major transitions in this arena. Also, the Unified Port of San Diego services I want to mention, BYD and Car2Go, which was already mentioned, and in addition, several anonymous donors.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.